Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. First of all, what I want to do right now is wish all of our mothers a happy Mother's Day. You all are very, very important, and we appreciate every single one of you. Okay. Well, I saw this collection of old clips this morning, and you know me, I'm not going to let things go because that is one thing that the corporate media on both sides, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, the list goes on and on. They are all literally hot garbage. They push out a narrative. That's all they do. So what they do is they just continue to go from one topic to one topic, and we never really hold them accountable for what they said, what they done, the lives that they destroyed with the narratives that they push. And if you remember a couple of years ago about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, they pushed a nasty, nasty narrative. And there is a lot of things coming out with that procedure now, a lot of research, and a lot of us who chose not to do that, we are grinning from ear to ear, knowing and understanding that we've made the right decision for our families. And hey, look, if you made a decision to get that shot, then hey, that's good. We believe in medical freedom. If you think it was good for you and your family, great. But you had no right to discriminate, to hammer down, to stomp on people's constitution, right? On our constitution when you got fired from your workplace and everything else. So they just tend to forget about all that, and they don't want to talk about and everything, especially these young people that are keeling over for no reason. I continue to highlight those folks, unfortunately, but I'll continue to push it out. So let's just go back to some of the clips on the things that they were saying about the folks who chose not to do this procedure. Here we go.
They're only as good as the world allows them to be. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No. Screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick, and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win place or show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons.
reasons. But maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you.
Oh, gosh. I despise those people. With a passion, with just the utmost passion. And that's why, everyone, you are a part of this grassroots army, all right? It's the people like us who continue to stand up for that little piece of paper called the Constitution, who continue to stand up for this idea of America. We are the ones making a difference. Yeah, we're few right now, but I'm telling you what, we continue to grow, we continue to expand, we continue to attract more and more people to this grassroots army. And that is all of you. And if it's not for people like us, you can see what would happen to this country, the evil that would happen, the freedoms that would be taken away. So be proud that you're a part of something bigger than self, that you're a part of this army of people with what's called common sense, which obviously isn't so common. So we have to continue to stand up against this, because if it wasn't for us, they would have hammered down on our society and forced people to take that procedure. They would have stripped away their medical freedoms, which brings me to my next point. Do you understand that our country right now, especially with the southern border, is a complete and utter disaster? It is a dumpster fire. And I'm telling you what right now, and I'm not talking to progressive leftists, all those people on that side who continue to push this horrible agenda and try to tear down our country. To me, in my humble opinion, you're hot garbage. You're hot garbage. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm talking to the people in the middle who might have voted for this clown, our president, President Biden, in the beginning. If you vote for that guy again, you will be one of the reasons why this country gets torn apart. You have to look around now. You have to unplug from the corporate media, and you have to actually look at what's going on in our school systems, at our border, our economy, at Russia, Ukraine. The list goes on and on. The Hunter Biden laptop, the corruption with this president. He will go down as one of the most corrupt, horrible presidents in the history of our country. So I'm talking to the people in the middle. If you vote for that clown again, you will be one of the reasons why your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, your future generations, will have no freedom. They won't. We are that close to the end of this idea of America. It's getting stripped away from our very eyes. And if you don't stand up and do what's right, and I don't care if it's Governor DeSantis, President Trump, if it's Vivek, I don't care. Every single one of those gentlemen is 10 times better, 100-fold better than President Biden, but they're going to bring our country back from the downfall, from the disaster, from the dumpster fire that it currently is. And you may hate Orange Man bad. Hey, look, you may not like his personality. You may feel that he's a narcissist. He's an egotistical maniac. I don't care. I'm not going to invite him over for dinner. But he's going to get our country back on track. He's going to put America first. And if you're not voting for America, then you're selfish and you're voting for the downfall of America, which I want to end on this, because I want all of our moms not to concentrate on the disaster today of our country and the border. I want you to concentrate on your own families because you're worth it. But I want to point out Governor Whitmer. Yes, I'm still standing up against her and her hot garbage things that she says. She said yesterday, "I'm furious that gun violence is the number one killer of children in America. We do not have to live like this." Wrong, I said, retweeted back to her. The number one killer of children is abortion.
Get your facts right, Whitmer. Folks, continue to spread the message. Continue to share conversation. Continue to share our platform. Make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube and Rumble channels at Grassroots Army. I will continue to get on here and expose the hot garbage like I have over the past 3 years. You know me, folks. If you've been following me for the last 3 years, I won't back down. I won't quit. I will do everything that I can to continue to expose you to the truth so you can be empowered, so you can have the information to stand up against this insanity. And if you haven't joined our Grassroots Army, all you have to join is just tune in. That's it. There's no fees. But just tune in, talk about it, but be proud that you are a part of something bigger than self, and that is a Grassroots Army. We do have gear, obviously. You can go to the grassrootsarmy.com store. It's closed right now. We're revamping it. We close it down every time we release. We're getting ready for our summer release, which will be in a couple weeks. If you want to support our movement of people, you can order some gear, Grassroots Army gear. I'm very proud of the brand that we're creating, and it is going worldwide, which is a good thing because there's a lot of folks out there who have their freedoms taken away and that they're tuning in. And to all those folks out there in other countries who are watching, I'm going to tell you this. You never know what small act that you may say or do that may change the lives of millions tomorrow. You may be few in your country, but understand the power of one can lead to the power of many. Just continue to stand up, continue to speak out, because evil wins when good people do nothing. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan, of course, and always. God bless these United States. Until next time.